With auto and truck traffic passing by, we were invited to enjoy a safe view of the Niagara from a new observation deck, which is just one of the changes that came with this bridge rehab project. The bridge deck was replaced, so too some structural steel. The span was widened to accommodate pedestrian and bicycle traffic. There are also new lane control gantries, railings, and light posts. Bill Friend is with Iron Workers Local 6 in Buffalo and explained the conditions his crew had to work through, including winter weather.
We had minus 27 degrees. We had 40, 50 mile an hour winds constantly. I haven't seen this in the daytime in so long, I forgot what it looked like. We've done it all at night. The night's a big challenge because there's shadows everywhere, people coming up with headlights. Pretty dangerous, you know. The cars come up pretty fast, and there's really no way to slow them down until they're right on top of you. Traffic was a big challenge.
Peacebridge Authority officials say the project was self-funded, using no Canadian or U.S. federal dollars. Fixing the span, officials from both sides of the border say, was critical to keeping economies moving on both sides. Vance Badaway is a member of parliament representing Niagara Center.
The Peace Bridge is an integral part of the Niagara-Hamilton-Western New York trade corridor, reaching over 44% of North America's annual income within a one-day's drive.
Badaway says one of every six Canadian jobs depends on exports, while 9 million U.S. jobs depend on this bilateral economic relationship. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.